As a Triple M listener, we're sure you're familiar with a Sunday session.
Froffies!
Now, get ready for a Sunday session with a difference. Ow! It's the Rush Hour's Sunday session, the best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
Fat, what a week it has been.
It feels like it's been a year already, Jimmy boy. We must have holidays soon.
So this is about the only Sunday session you're allowed to have anymore. Mm. And it's a beauty. Ooh. Fremantle superstar Super Pav will be joining us.
Plus, Jimmy boy, I've got a bake coming.
Yes.
Wait for that.
Oh, no.
Wait for the bake. Plus a very funny joke, Jim.
It won't be.
Yep.
And we'll get our heads around the Friday brag artist. But next, we go to the family. Right, we're talking about self-isolation, Bill.
Yes.
Because very soon, the whole joint's going to be shut down. Well, you're not going to be able to go anywhere or do anything.
Well, as I said off the top, Jim, supermarkets and chemists, so you can do a couple little things, but you'll be home an awful lot.
Well, you will. So what we're asking is what the hell you got to do when you're at home? Like the kids are, for instance, homeschooling.
They are.
Today, Bill, I'm in the kitchen just reading.
What were you doing?
On the computer having a coffee.
Yeah.
George, my 14-year-old son's meant to be at school in his room.
Yeah.
He spent more time in the kitchen than going anywhere near. I said, what the hell do you think you're doing? Get the earphone on.
It was
stare
lunchtime.
At your computer. That's one of the things he said. I've looked up, it's 10:15.
Well,
it's not lunchtime.
Recess.
Oh, seriously. So homeschooling's happening, but what stuff, my beautiful partner.
Yes.
He's going to learn to be a real estate agent online, do a course.
That's clever.
Because what else do you do? Mm. You got to fill your time with something.
You could read books. I've got a bookcase there, not a real big one, Jim. But I'm going to start reading books. I'm not a big reader,
no,
but
you're
I think
not
I
at
might. Just you, to
you've written
a...
more books than you've read.
I have. I've written three and read none.
Have you read the ones you've written?
No, not really. So
no, neither has anyone else. Oh, bang!
Oh, this is it.
Well, I'm in white hot form at the moment.
I like puzzles too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So I'm going to do some puzzles.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you going to do puzzles?
The one where you pull the wood out.
Right.
What's that one?
No, don't say anything. No, what is it?
Jenga. Sucked in. Yes, Jenga.
I know this is exactly what we're talking about. 133353. Johnny's in Croydon. Hello, Johnny.
Johnny.
Quite a bit of interest in computer programming. I think I might teach myself how to write a old computer program.
Jeez, that's good. Is that a hard thing to do, Johnny? Yeah. I would not have a clue.
What does it mean?
Well, look, there's different languages in that you can code in. I'm just talking about a pretty basic one, but I think it's something that I could learn.
Righto.
Good on you.
I love that. So on the line, Brendan in Yarraville, Bill.
Hello, Brenda.
Hello, Bill.
Good. What are you going to do while you're in isolation?
Mate, we're in isolation down here in Cowes, so we've out been catching snakes. We've caught a couple of...
You are not catching snakes.
We are, mate. We are. The boss, we caught a big, it was about an 8-foot python, which the boss put a live video up on Facebook, and a couple of copperheads and two people that got snakes that don't know what to do. We don't know what we did either, but you get a couple of big sticks and a couple of bags and hope they don't bite you.
Exactly right. That's a bit dangerous.
Cows.
Catching snakes.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jacko's in. Stay there, Brendo. Jacko, Noble Park. Hello, Jacko.
G'day, mate.
How are you passing the time in isolation, please?
Mate, you got to get on the PC. Do some driving simulation, mate.
Oh, right, around the Grand Prix tracks.
Or golf driving.
Mate, anywhere you want to, mate, you download and they, you just go.
Oh. Just go, Bill.
Well, I had to buy a PS4 for the boys.
Right.
Dude, they have some unbelievable images and what do you call it? Like you're right there. What is it called, Rebsy? Graphics.
Do not help him,
right? You're right there.
Graphics of the Melbourne Grand Prix, and, mate, that is unbelievable.
Greg in Mooral Bark. Hello, Greg.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Righto, real good, mate. How are you going to pass the time in isolation?
I am going to pass the time in isolation. laughing at me, mate, who's going to... He's already got a sus. He wants to tie up a couple of hundred ties. You know, your fishing ties?
Yeah.
So your lines and your flies and all this sort of gear. He's going to keep a crack of that. He reckons you're going to make about 200.
So it's very difficult, Jim, because you've got to get the sinker and the hook.
That's what you found?
And the flies. And you've got to put them on and tie the right knots and have them the right space apart. It's bloody hard, isn't it? Greg. Yep.
Floaty one. Big Sandy got hands to it. He's still got hands to it. Super Bam! Over the back of the head!
Goes for the hair pass. Goes 20 metres to Yaron. Give it to Bam! He does! In the goal square! Kick 700!
100.
We sometimes have to remind people, Bill, of the quality of our guests. We had to do it yesterday, of course, with Jason Dunstall, the chief who we hadn't had on for a while. This man, six-time best and fairest winner at the Fremantle Football Club.
Six.
That's six, if you don't mind. Also a six-time All-Australian.
Wow.
A three-time Ross Glendening medal winner. And probably would have had more if Roscoe didn't get to the dais and change it to
change
someone else.
Change it on the way up. And 700 goals on the dot.
Unbelievable.
From 353 games, which is about 2.0.
Thank you, Bill. Last member of the AFL. Superstar he is, and his name's Matthew Pavlich. He joins us. Super Pav!
I'm going to come on this show more often if I get that type of treatment every time.
Well, it'll be the only time it'll happen.
I'm adding up mine, 198 games, 441 goals. That's 2.1, actually, Jim.
You got me covered, Billy. You got me covered. It's okay.
Hey, Pav, how are you, mate? How are you travelling in this isolation period?
I'm okay. It's a weird sort of time, isn't it? I think everyone is adjusting to, the social distancing, the isolation, and what the unknown of not having much sport around is. Obviously, my work with Fox Footy and Channel 9 over here in Perth means there's a lot less work at the moment, but just trying to work out what that means in the longer term. But what about you guys? How are you going?
We're good. We're all right. We got kids
We're just going, actually, Pav, let's be brutally honest. And I've got to hang around with Fat all day. It makes it worse.
I've been watching a lot of porn. Hey, Pav, what's your situation at home? Are you homeschooling? How many kids you got?
No, we've got three little ones aged between 3 and 7. So one in year two, one pre-primary, and one sort of doing a bit of kindy. Lauren and I, my wife, are having a conversation every night about it, probably like every set of parents around the country right now. Is it the right thing? When do we pull them out? They're still there at the moment, but I think we're going to be, you guys over there in Victoria have finished, heading into a school holiday period. So I think we won't be too far away either.
We've got homeschooling at our joint.
How's
path.
That going?
How's it going?
I've got a kid in year 7 and a kid in year 9, and I've had emails from the school about both of them during homeschooling.
During homeschooling?
That's it. So instead of when they're actually at the school, they cop an email, your kid's been out of line. They've been out of line in my own house.
You want to suspend one of them at home.
At home. A couple of things I always think when I remember you, Pav, your amazing playing career. Firstly, the dominant six-time All-Australian, of course. But secondly, I'm just trying to think who left Fremantle and went to Collingwood small forward.
You love this one, don't
My favourite ever. Medhurst.
Paul
Medhurst.
Paul Medhurst.
That's it. And it was at the end of a game, and Collingwood had, I think, given the Freo Dockers a little bit of a touch-up. Anyway, I had the binoculars on the two teams coming together, and Paul Medhurst seemed to spend a lot of time with Super Pav.
Yes.
And I knew they were mates, so I wanted to know a bit more about the conversation. So I said to Paul Medhurst, what were you saying to Pav at the end of the game? And he said, I was just saying that he was a little bit nasally and a little bit oily. Is that true, Pav?
That's 100% a true story. I'll give you another story about Medders. He was playing on Damien Hardwick one night at Subi Oval. And Gimmer was into him, he always used to do to small forwards, used to bash them, hit them behind the play, step on their toes, all that type of stuff. Basically, right before three-quarter time, Dimmer sort of gave him another shove, and he basically got it up in his face, and he said, you know what, Damien, I think you need a facial. those paws are a bit blocked. You need to go and see a beautician. Anyway, Medes came out and kicked three in the last quarter and won the game for us. To put Dimmer off his game, he didn't know how to handle it.
I love that. I love that. And when you wander back down to, it was Coburn. I think the footy department of Freo's moved into Optus Stadium. But when you go down there as the all-time great of the club and you run into the little dwarf who wears number 8, in the closing stages of a game, Pav, just see if he can settle and kick the goal and win the game for your club. What about that?
Yeah.
Jeez, what did you think? Have you given him some feedback?
Well, direct feedback.
Have a listen to the feedback. Actually, we've got it here.
Kick towards full forward. No mark.
Here we go. Brayshaw.
Brayshaw from 25.
What the hell?
Jim. Come on, Jim. Stuff you.
Oh, that is appalling. Got far too much of his father in him.
Poor old Andy.
He's a good kid, Andy. He and Luke Valente and Steph Gyro, a couple of SA boys, actually come around every now and then to our house for a meal, but we need to work on his kicking. Maybe what we'll do is get my five-year-old, I reckon, can kick better than him already. Good. So we'll give him some feedback on that.
You give him probably feedback. I said in the call, Pav, that the ice that runs through the family veins clearly missed him somehow. I don't know what the hell happened there.
Oh, we've got to go, Pav.
He's a good player.
No, nah, he's a beauty. Hey, great chatting to you, Pav. You are a champion.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
Now, hit it, please, Rabbits.
Come on, Rab.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling.
Where are we
headed? Kids in cars, you've been warned.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Jimmy boy. Yes. I tell you what I've already had a gutful of, Jimmy boy.
What?
BT, oh. Brian, the bristler, Finnegan. He's in quarantine in Lawn for 2 weeks, Jim.
Yes.
So we know he hasn't got coronavirus.
No.
But I'll tell you what he's contacted.
What?
Dickhead virus. Finnegan, Jim, seriously. First, he does a roaming segment where he commentates the cars going past his house. Calling cars driving past, Jim. He's lost the... Next, Jim, he gives us a tour of his shed.
Yes.
He's got that much shit in there he's stolen from sponsors over the years. His shed looks like a Mitre 10.
Yes.
20 extension cords, 30 ropes, 150 empty jars of Vegemite, Jim. Then, guess what?
What?
He goes inside and makes a... cheesecake! What is wrong with him? The f*** completely lost his mind. It's like I always say, Jimmy boy.
Oh, what do you always say?
Never leave a commentator in Lawn on his own. Unusual! He is f***. He is, Jim.
Now, Bill. I'm listening to every bloody word of that. Just because you can't go down to the bloody froth anymore and down to the cafe with your loose ones and the whole lot, you line up down there and night after night go bang, bang, bang.
Yes.
And you wake up the next day and you wonder what happened. You never turn up to work on time. You're a f***ing disgrace. How dare you criticise down when I'm down here doing my due diligence? I'm sitting in quarantine, suffering. You're out there gallivanting around. What do you expect me to do?
Brian.
What do you want me to do? That's why I've got a shed, Bill, so I can do something with it.
Brian,
this is unbelievable.
You're out the front of your house calling cars. Bill, next minute, you're in a shed with 150 empty jars of Vegemite. Then you're making a cheesecake. What's
when
wrong with you?
When you weren't playing footy, what did you do? You went out and kicked footies to keep in touch. So I've got to keep in touch. What else am I going to call, Bill? The kangaroo's jumping around, the koala's climbing. What else is there?
There's something wrong with you. Not right. What are you doing right now?
I don't know what's happening. You used to be a good bloke. You're now an absolute and utter scumbag. Depicting off everyone else and blowing them up. I don't know what's wrong with you, Bill. You've lost the plot.
You've lost the plot? What are you doing right now?
I'm sitting in the bush building a rock art.
Oh! Jim, he's doing rock art.
I am building rock art. People will swamp here after the coronavirus has gone and they will go, there's Brian's rock art.
Rock art.
Because it's coming. It's coming, Bill, on my Insta. It's coming. Rock art.
Oh, Bristol, we need to let you go. Thank you very much for dropping in. That's made my day.
I don't know what's wrong with you, Bill.
Get back to your rocks.
We're doing this.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I've done 50 this week. I've got a 26-year-old wife.
I've gone another day in my life without using algebra.
Yes.
Unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
No, we love Friday Brag Artist. And Shannon is opening the batting. Brucey Laird from Cranbourne. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, guys.
What have you done, Shano?
So, I run my own disability and mental health business.
Yep.
And we and a lot of companies are shutting down because they're not doing face-to-face.
Yep.
We are still doing face-to-face. You're we have taken every precaution possible.
Yep. Nice, Shannon. Give the business a plug, please.
Yes. SJB supporter, mentor and coach. If you guys are in lockdown, give us a ring. We are going shopping for anyone. We'll leave it at your front door. We do not care how. We're going to help you. We will help you one way or another.
What's it called?
SJB support and mentor and coach. Disability and mental health.
Nice, Shannon. Well stay done. There like that. Rob in Lang Warren, Fat.
Hey, Robbie.
All right, look, with this potential lockdown business going on with the COVID-19, I'm a delivery driver, so I bought 10 packs of the mini Easter eggs, and if we don't make it to Easter, I'm delivering them to my clients to say happy early Easter for them.
You're so unbelievable.
Good work.
Bang!
That is good.
Like it, Rob.
Well done, you.
That's quality by you. Maddie in Phillip Island. Hello, Maddie.
What about Josh?
No, we'll go, Maddie.
All right, yes, Maddie. Mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what do you got, mate?
Yeah, yeah. You got some hair done.
No. My hair's all good. No, I live down here on Phillip Island, and my son and I and his workmate, Tyler, so my son, Zach and Tyler, we've just moved into a new place. So
yes.
What I normally do for them, most days, is get up, do them a cooked breakfast, and then I cook them lunch. Jeez. I've actually just taken their lunch down to them now, and then we'll cook them dinner. I'll cook them dinner and just generally clean up the new house and just take care of the new house.
You're so unbelievable.
There we go.
He's cooking. I'm cooking.
Matt's cooking properly, 3 meals a day. Danny in Melbourne, Bill.
Hello, Danny boy.
Danny girl.
Danny girl.
Righto. Sorry, Danny girl. How are you, Danny girl?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, mate.
Brag artist.
I set up a community shelf outside of my house with books and toys and games and learning resources for local kids who are walking past, and it's got hand sanitizer.
Well done, Danny. That is brilliant.
That is good. So people walk past and they just can read or play?
Well, they can just take things home to do with their kids, and there's hand sanitizer that they have to use before they touch anything, so right. Nobody else can give germs. And to spread smiles, not germs, and I also set up a bear hunt. So kids walking past can look in the windows of houses for bears. Little kids can... Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, Danny. That is superb.
That's a big thing at the minute. You put your bear in a window.
In the window.
And people walking around can see these bears, especially kids. Big in America, and now it's come down here.
That's pretty much what Danny said, wasn't it?
It is, 100%.
Bill just repeated exactly what
verbatim.
You said.
I walked around last night looking for bears in the window.
Jamie Geelong. Hello, Jame.
There's one in there.
There you go, mate.
Brag artist.
Yeah, I bought my wife for her birthday a brand new chainsaw and a ride-on lawnmower. First job with the chainsaw, we accidentally dropped the tree on the new clothesline, so now she gets a new clothesline too.
We all know a bloke who thinks he's funnier after he's had a few.
Now that I'm a joke meister,
this is Billy's Joke on the Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Come on, Bill.
My wife called me at work yesterday. This is a joke, Jim.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
My wife called me at work yesterday and said, do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it? Sounding concerned, Jim. I said, no. Why? She said, how about now?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's a really badly told, boring story, isn't it? That's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
No, that's just a boring
story. At a time
story.
Where we need something to lift us.
The family are wanting to giggle at something. They wanted something along the lines of, if a horse wears horseshoes, what does a camel wear? Desert boots!
That is your only joke.
Bill, the family are now giggling. I needed to get them back up after that rubbish.
Can you come up with another joke? A mate of mine said he had a voodoo doll of me, but I reckon he was pulling my leg.
Oh, and that's even worse. That's what? The rabbits. Hit the plastic, please.
This has been the Rush Hour Sunday Session. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.
I feel good.
Triple M.